Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports talk in perfect harmony.
Why you punish me?
This is Jones and Mego. WEEI.
Great job, boys. Hey, way to come up together yesterday and have a speech. Hey, that's why we have these big leaders give us a huge confidence. We all know I was fighting it whole series, boys, but it doesn't matter. Hey, it's about the next play, and you just keep going and grinding, and that's what we did together, and we can keep going. Can't wait.
David Pastrnak in the dressing room following the Bees Game 7 victory. 2-1 overtime over the Leafs on Saturday. Have they been doing this after every game? They put a puck in this briefcase, suitcase, whatever it is. There's 16 spaces. Each time you walk over and slam the thing shut, that's what they were doing there, cheering on Pastrnak. Have they been doing that after every game? I was unaware of that until now, but I thought it was kind of cool.
I believe they are, yeah.
What's the meaning of it?
Well, for each win,
they've knocked out four wins on route to 16.
Why a suitcase?
Well, I don't know. That's just a cool place to store the pucks.
Pack it up.
Bring it with them when they go to Florida, for instance, for game one tonight.
Okay. I like it. I don't really get it, but it seems nice. I'm happy for them. They have a cute trick to put on social media. Their social media team has been good. I'll say that.
Have they?
Yeah. Yeah, they have, I think it's Elaine over there who does their social media.
Bennis.
No. Cavallari? Okay. She does good stuff for them.
Nice. Okay. Like I said, I thought that was a cool thing. You need something like that after games. You hear the guys excited afterwards. Kramer slides into the dressing room. Here's the puck.
It's like bright red out in the hallway. Before we get off the topic of post-game stuff, was anybody else annoyed that they didn't show Toronto Square after the game?
They did,
on
didn't
ABC?
They?
I didn't see it on ABC. Not one time did I see it. I did not. I watched
saw it
most
it
of
got
the
out there
game
eventually.
And I didn't see it.
I saw it on social media, but maybe it wasn't in real time. I guess I don't recall that.
I think it's more strange that now you're calling it that. You're not calling it
Raptor Square.
Yeah, Raptor Square.
You were referring to it as
well.
Raptor
everyone
Square
got so
week.
Confused when I said that. I figured I'd dumb it down for the audience.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Between the Kentucky Derby and the Bruins
is that
going to overtime
been doing for the last 2 years,
between the Derby and the Game 7 going to OT, it's a little. The end of that game was a little hazy for me. So what are you going to do?
It's a long day.
I don't recall seeing Maple Leaf Square in real time, but I eventually saw it and I got what I needed. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in on all this, including our big question of the day. What's the biggest factor for the Bruins against Florida? The goalie decision. David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, or a drive for revenge. You can continue to vote or sound off on the phones. 38% agree with Mega One Arcand.
Yes!
Super back.
Leading the way. It's 38%. 33% say the drive for revenge. Only 20% agree with me. The goalie decision. I'm just afraid they're going to go to Allmark.
Yeah, I think probably everybody just figures it's locked up.
Well, we'll play some audio coming up from Razor on Gresham Fourier, where I wouldn't be so sure about that.
10%, say Brad Marchand. You can continue to vote there. Meanwhile, a couple of pieces of feedback before we hit the phones. Yes?
You know they're just going to come out after it. Like, if they play Allmark in game two, they'll come out and be like, yeah,
that was the plan.
Yeah. Stupid. We're just going to play Allmark in every game two.
So dumb.
We'll just do that every round.
Time. Yeah. That's his special little time.
He's the game two guy. That's
game
great.
Two guy. Yeah.
RGAM, I'm sorry, RGAM24 in Ooh. The Twitch chat. RGAM24.
It sounded like someone posing as RGAM.
When's the parade for the Bruins? Beating a team that's lost in the first round or haven't made the playoffs in 16 of the last 20 years is huge. It's true. I mean, I don't want to go too far with exercising demons and things like that. It's still Florida, the team that beat you last year, waiting for you in round two. So I don't want to go too far with that. The Twitch chat also was critical of me. I took a little side swipe there at Bergeron because I was right, and I've been right for a full year about this. This is a year-old take that ended up being right. But
Got a little hairy for you
it
there.
It did. But they got through, just like I said they would. Don't doubt Hockey Jones at your own risk. Where are all the people saying, don't trade Allmark? Where are the people saying, do the goalie rotation? Where are the people saying, oh, Bergeron is going to be such a big factor? They advance. So go ahead and doubt Hockey Jones at your own risk, you dummies.
Well, Bergeron never lost to the Leafs either, in fairness.
It's true. It's fair. But they advanced one round further without him. I was told they were going to miss him. It doesn't sound like they miss him. They just did what they always did without him.
Let's see how they do with the faceoffs this round.
Let's just see how they did what they always did without him, which means they didn't miss him.
Also, Twitch chat very intelligently pointed out he was the Banner
Well, this
captain.
Is what I was just going to say. This is what I was lining up to get to.
He did have some presence
Yeah,
there.
It looked like he had him really ready to go, didn't it? It looked like Bergeron with his leader, just like always, had him ready to go. Down 1-0. Classic Bergeron. Got them all fired up. They did squat. They needed extra time just to get over the bad juju that he brought into the building by waving around the flag. So, no, I don't think Bergeron waving the flag had anything to do with it. But go ahead and think that. Yes, Arkan?
Nothing. It was just funny.
Okay. 617-779.
He's just enjoying you.
7937. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Paul.
Listen, I don't like a guy that's been traded two times, a European goalie. I don't like that because, you know what? He's got revenge behind his head. I want an American goalie behind my Boston Bruins, he goes to Washington.
Has Allmark been traded twice? Is that who he's talking about?
I'm not sure.
Was he talking about Bobrovsky?
Kind of sounds like it, yeah.
Look, and let's be clear. I know he played at Maine. Swayman is barely American. He's from Alaska. Okay?
That is true.
That is barely. He's pretty much Russian.
It's basically Russia. I was just going to say the same thing. You can see it. Palin could see it from her house.
He got a lot more American when he went to Maine, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
But he's from Alaska. That's weird.
Are the Bruins American enough? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. It's a very controversial debate. We're all thinking that way, though, after the roast last night. I think we're all ready to go for it, you know, really go all out after the Brady roast last night.
Paul's just testing out some material.
Yeah, exactly.
He's feeling emboldened. He's like, comedy's back. Let's get edgy. No more PC crap.
Thank you.
Get me an American goalie.
Thank you.
I don't care if he's from Alaska.
Twice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody's in roast mode. We're all going for it today.
I don't want some European with revenge behind their head, whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I thought this was America.
Let's go to David in the car. Go ahead, David.
David, honestly, we can't have it today.
No, that's on me. That's not even on David. That's
Why?
On me for even thinking he would be ready. Steve's in the car. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's happening?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Hey. Well, hey. I want to weigh in on two things. First of all, the toughness of the Bruins. We got Maroon. He's a tough guy. He showed it during this series. He didn't back down from anybody.
Because he's American.
He put a lot of people up against the boards. And we got another big guy in Brazo, who's new, who wasn't around last year. And you got
who's not American.
The 6 foot. You got the 6 foot five.
Carlo.
Defenseman.
Yeah.
Brandon Carlo. American.
Is Carlo playing tonight?
Well, he hopes to. They're putting him on a plane, but he just had a baby today.
They said he's expected to.
His wife did.
That they're hopeful that he'll get there.
Right,
but
hopeful doesn't mean he's playing. That means they're hopeful.
What time was the baby born?
I don't know.
Did he stay up all night?
I don't know.
Did he sleep on that weird little couch in the room?
I slept very well on that thing.
Definitely.
Kat is still very upset with me about that. But yes, I slept very well on that thing. Yes. I hopeful that he's going to play means he's probably going to play, but I don't think that's a done deal by any means. 617-779-7937.
I think he's going to play. Like, the only reason he wouldn't is if his plane got delayed or, you know, something happened, but I think he's probably fine.
I'm just emphasizing the point. Saying that you're hopeful he's going to play doesn't mean he's going to play. But let me hear Jim Montgomery about what we were discussing, whether or not the Bruins have exercised demons from a year ago. Here's what he had to say about his confidence in the team.
Going into overtime, I said to the staff, I said, you know, we've gone to overtime in the playoffs now four times, and I believe twice last year and once this year. You didn't feel like we were going to seize the moment. I felt, and I told the staff that, I said, I've never felt this confident about our group going in overtime. You could just tell there was a difference in our attitude.
Steven. Jim, I'm guessing that what you told your players after the game is more or less what you're telling us now, but can you tell us about your emotions? Were you loud? Were you emotionally crying?
Post-game?
Post-game, tonight.
No, I think it was just like I talked to you guys. I was proud of them. I told them how proud I was. And I think we're a better team because of what we just went through. And now they know what it takes to push through. And that was the big thing. Like, first round's Wild Wild West. Usually is. You know, this year it seems like there's only two game sevens, but usually there's six.
Okay, so the Bruins are through. Are they better for it?
The first round's the Wild Wild West?
Yeah, it is for you. It's for the Bruins most years.
You do?
Like you get shut out?
Who told us that last year? Someone said, was it Raycroft? Or
maybe.
Was it Milbury on the morning show? We definitely played a clip like that last year where it's like, you just got to survive the first round. I think it was Razor when he was in with us last year. And he's just like, you just got to get out of that first round. And they didn't because it's the Wild Wild West. So are they better for it? Didn't feel that way in real time. I don't think they're there yet. But you can jump in again, 617-779-7937. It's time now for our weekly look at Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes. Who's leading the league this week, Arkan?
I'm going to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have yet to lose a game in the playoffs so far. They swept the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and all those guys, Bradley Beal, and now against the reigning champions, they're up 1-0. They'll probably lose tonight now that I'm saying this, but I'm going to go with the Wolves right now, the most impressive team in the NBA playoffs.
My God, that game is so late. Tip off at 10
o'clock tip off, yeah.
That's brutal.
That'll be just in time for the Bruins to gag away game one. You can tune right in. Who's circling the drain this week, Mega?
Circling? All of the people who called our show. Oh, I'm sorry. You asked Mega.
Circling the drain. A bit of an unusual pick. I'm going with Apple TV because I can't wait to talk about the Tom Brady roast, which exceeded my wildest expectations. That 3-hour Netflix broadcast dominated the 10-hour Dynasty series. I wish we could get actual numbers on engagement and viewership because all you get is like the little Netflix top 10 in the U.S. and then Apple TV just goes like, here's something for you. But I can't imagine that there's any contest. And what Netflix did was so much smarter. And Belichick went on there and dunked on Apple TV. Really dunking on the craft.
He kind of did. I mean, he tried to. He flubbed the joke.
It was his first joke.
It's true.
He was a little nervy.
He attempted to.
It wasn't his first flub, though.
Bill, I referred to the Apple docuseries as Two Crafts, One Bill in the past, and I feel like that's the way. That's a better joke. That's like 10 times a better joke than what Bill had last night. So anyway, that's your league leader and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. You can jump in there, 617-779-7937. Let's get to the goalie controversy. I feel like I need to point this out from time to time. People think it's a straw man. It is a controversy. Not for me. Not for these two. Not for most of you out there. But there are people who think Allmark's playing in this series, including former Bruins goaltender Andrew Raycroft. Let's get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.